The state and the tribe signed documents to form the court this fall, but it's been in the works for years, and the issues it addresses came even earlier. Kenaitse Indian tribe elder and tribal council member Licia Blizzard says colonization resulted in trauma. For instance, tribal members once practiced their culture freely through hunting and fishing on the land, but with statehood came restrictions.
After statehood came, all hunting and fishing was very highly regulated. So I think that that had a lot to do with why there is an alcohol problem, and there has been for so many years, because men were no longer able to just go and hunt and fish what they and practice their cultural lifestyle the way they used to. And so there was a big loss in this community.
She says some tribal members turn to newly available substances. Some of her earliest community memories are of substance abuse.
To this day, it's difficult to talk about because there was so much alcoholism here, a lot of domestic violence and suicide.
Blizzard says families were torn apart as courts sent tribal children out of state to foster homes where they lost touch with their families, culture, and language. The tribe started their own court in the mid-80s when Blizzard says elders described what was happening with children as nantina, a Dena'ina Athabascan word meaning leaves on a tree being blown away. Since then, in an effort to keep families together and culturally connected, the court has handled civil China cases, or child in need of aid, custody disputes, guardianship, and conservatorship for elders and vulnerable adults, some domestic violence petitions, as well as marriages and divorces. The new court will add criminal misdemeanors. Blizzard says one of its first challenges will be one that has blindsided the community, heroin.
In this community, heroin is the drug of choice because it is cheap, and so it is destroying families.
Kimberly Sweet, chief judge for the Kenaitse Tribal Court, says the situation is having a serious impact on families.
99% of our children in need of aid cases come in, and there is a drug and alcohol component to either the neglect or the abuse that's taken place. The state court was seeing the same things. We were having people in our China cases here that had a simultaneous criminal case going on over in the state court.
State Judge Anna Moran, who will partner with Tribal Judge Sweet during proceedings, says the state and tribe hope the court can turn things around.
It affects the mothers who are having their children taken away. It's affecting the fathers who are being incarcerated. It has a ripple effect throughout the community. And the ripple effect is significant. For every child who has their mother or father taken away and put in jail, that child learns bad habits and gets in a system or is in foster care, and then that ripples out to their children. We really want to try to stop that.
For Kenaitse Indian Tribe, it's a step toward greater authority in the state's criminal justice system, and it's a first-time partnership for the state of Alaska. Other tribal courts operate independently. The tribe's courtroom is located in a new building on the Kenaitse Tribe's wellness campus in Old Town Kenai. Reconnecting Alaska Native people with cultural values is part of the court's purpose, and the layout of the courtroom reflects this idea. There's a big table in the middle of the room. The judges are not separate from the participants. They all sit around the table together. To participate, people will have to opt in. If participants fail out of the therapeutic court program, they'll have to go back to state criminal court to face the full weight of state law. Moran says the new joint jurisdiction court is meant to be a model for other communities.
The model of the therapeutic court is not for the faint-hearted, but the reward on the other end is that you are substance abuse free, and maybe your charges will be dismissed, or you'll have a lesser offense that you're pleading to, or maybe even have them dismissed altogether.
Kenaitse elder Licia Blizzard says she doesn't want to see history repeat itself. The new court will focus on healing, not punishment, and she thinks that can help.
This therapeutic court, I believe, will give people a choice. If they are arrested and go to jail for consuming alcohol or drugs, they have a choice of either going to jail or going into the therapeutic court and make a big change in their life.
Blizzard says it's a step toward healing for her tribe and for the entire community.
This therapeutic court, I think, will really make a big difference in people's lives.
The court has already accepted a participant and will take additional cases in the new year. In Kenai, I'm Daisha Eaton.